I love our next guest because she is always so very helpful. Whether we're reading her column in the Detroit Free Press, USA Today, or both oftentimes, Susan Tompor is out there looking out for us and always offering helpful information. I don't mean to make it sound like you've got lots to live up to, Susan, because this is what you do on a regular basis in your column and occasionally right here on the radio. So thank you for that, Susan.
Oh, thank you, Paul W. Good morning, huh? We're going to talk more about inflation and Social Security.
Well, the interesting note that you point out, if there is no bright side to inflation. However, if you are retired and you would be considered lower income consumers, millions of retirees would be considered that, who don't have much savings to tap into, as the cost of gas, groceries, and rent and mortgages and everything go higher and higher. Inflation is brutal for retirees, and you have a little bright sunshine to share with us this morning.
Exactly. You know, we have 2 months to go yet, so this is speculation at this point, but, you know, the people who speculate are saying that the COLA, the cost of living adjustment on Social Security benefits, could be going up a general range of 8 to 9%. We need to have August inflation numbers, and we need to have September's, but that's the range they're giving. And last year, which was pretty incredible too, was 5.9%. You know, that's going to be a boost. I mean, if you have a payment, you might be getting $150 extra a month. This could be looking at $1,800 over the year. That's based on an average of about a $1,600 payment every month. Everybody, of course, doesn't get that kind of an average. Some people get more, some people get less. So it is a little bit, you have to do it on your own, you know, to figure out what you might be getting. But that will help. And, you know, they may not increase as much on Medicare Part B. That is another important point here. A lot of people who do get Social Security were upset because over the years, much of those small increases went toward that Part B payment. But this year, there's some speculation that that could be flat, which would be another big help for people, you know, trying to put together a decent retirement. So that does look pretty good. The outlook here is a little bit better than maybe you would have thought otherwise.
I'll tell you, the only bad part of this news that Susan Tompor comes with, which is good news, maybe a 9% COLA, cost of living adjustment to Social Security. The only problem here is we have to wait, I think, until October for the official cost of living adjustment for 2023 to be announced. It's not that far away, but people are nervous. People on fixed incomes, retirees, are very concerned because of the high cost of prescription drugs, for example. And there's supposed to be some help in that area as well, if everybody can get on the same page, fix the pricing without running the pharmaceuticals out of business altogether.
Exactly. So it is a very edgy time for a lot of people. I think everybody's on edge with some of the uncertainties, and we do have some adjustments coming on down the road. Those don't come immediately with some of these prescription drug changes with the new law. That some of this is going to have to wait until 2025. The important point, though, on the retiree adjustment, they've got to get inflation under control, because whatever adjustment you get here right now with Social Security, that's great. But if prices keep going up, it only catches you up to where you were, you know, last year, because we're looking at inflation in the past. So if inflation keeps heating up, that isn't going to help. You know, that 5.9% increase that people got last year, you know, didn't help a lot, in part because of this 14% increase on the Medicare Part B that they faced, but also inflation went up 9.1%, you know, in certain months. It's 8.5% in July, so a 5.9% increase didn't cover. You know, it just gets, you know, if it keeps going, if inflation keeps going, it does create even more havoc. And I think that's why, you know, we can we can only hope that inflation gets under control, you know, with some of the efforts that the Fed is making.
Well, I'm not asking you to be political. I'm asking you to keep that hat on, though, that talks to us about money and realistically. You don't believe we can spend our way out of inflation, do you?
Not exactly. I think the Fed is, going to be cutting, raising rates again here in September. They're going to be tightening things. Who knows if we're going to hit a soft landing? There may indeed be a recession in the lineup here down the road. Hopefully, if it is a recession, maybe it'll be a small one. So there are some things that are going to be happening in the economy, certainly going forward. But inflation is such a priority for the Fed because you keep boosting, costs keep going up. People can't do it. And, of course, it does increase the cost of Social Security for the government when inflation goes up. One important point in my column today, we talk about people who are already retired. But if you're 62 next year and say you did not claim Social Security, that inflation hike is going to be baked into your payment, whether you're collecting benefits or not. That's a kind of an interesting point to note about Social Security benefits. So somebody who turned 62 this year got that 5.9% baked into their benefits when they claim. And those will be continuing. So that's another incentive for the government to get this inflation under control because it is a cost. It increases their costs, too.
I will say one jarring statistic that I saw, Susan Tompor, in your fine column in the Detroit Free Press. About 48% of households headed by someone aged 55 and over had no retirement savings at all back when they checked in 2016. None zero. So they were depending on Social Security, which, by the way, we used to talk about all the time as running out of money. I haven't heard that lately. Did they fix it somehow?
I don't know about that one, but it's certainly going to run out of money quicker again if inflation keeps up. They're going to have to keep paying out more. So that is a key point.
Best to your husband, Richard Burr, my first editor and my first columns back in the day, which I still do in the Detroit News. And last time we talked a lot about Matthew, your son. He was in the Soapbox Derby, and I think he's come a long way since then.
He certainly has. He's running the numbers. He's a CPA at this point at Plant Moran and enjoying life. So he's a happy guy.
Well, and a happy mom and dad, too. Proud mom and dad. Always a pleasure, Susan. Thank you.
Thank you.
Susan Tompor, Detroit Free Press and USA Today columnist.